Well, as I mentioned, it is Geelong Cup Day, which has been over the years a great pointer towards the Lexus Melbourne Cup. Sam Friedman and his father are hoping to get the win in the Geelong Cup with two runners today, maybe get a little bit of a weight penalty and guarantee a start in the Melbourne Cup, because as it stands, both Steel Prince and Lodonda V are currently sitting around 35th and 38th in order of entry. So any penalty is a bonus to try and assure their place in this year's Melbourne Cup. Sam Friedman joins me this morning. How are you, Sam?
Good, thanks, Michael.
A couple of interesting runners. Let's start with the international, who we haven't seen before, Lodonda V. How's he settled in, and what kind of impression has he given you?
Look, he settled in perfectly. You know, we've had horses in the past that get into quarantine and they don't do so well, and you know, it can obviously impact their first preparation out here, but he's adapted brilliantly, obviously, onto a brand new feed. He hasn't left an oat, and he's actually been putting on weight whilst he's been in there, but we've had to keep the work up to him to make sure he's not too fresh and full of himself, and very happy with where he's at.
He's only lightly raced. He's had the 12 starts, formerly trained by Huey Morrison. Have you been able to get a handle on his international form and what level he's at compared to some of the other internationals, and how he might tie into the Australian form lines?
Yeah, well, look, we've been armed with some really good information through Aussie Gear, and I've been in touch with Huey Morrison quite a bit over the last couple of weeks just to get as much information on the horse as possible. And, you know, it is worth just saying a big thanks to Huey, who, you know, he's obviously lost the horse to pain as he's come out here, but he's been right on board with it all and been a huge help in gaining, you know, more information on him. And he's got a few quirks to him, which he's given us a nice warning about. But, yeah, he's got good form over there. I think he acts better on top of the ground, and he was very stiff over the Goodwood Festival on a firm surface, not to be finishing right there with the winner. And although he won on soft ground last time out, it was their impression that he's much better on top of the ground.
Well, he'll be suited by the conditions today at Geelong then. And you've got Benny Mellon taking the ride. I don't know if it looks like there's much speed in today's Geelong Cup. Where do you think he'll settle in the run?
Well, I think he will be in a forward spot somewhere. Just in his work, he's been quite enthusiastic and just wants to get on with it a little bit. But the more you sort of fight him, the worse he is. So we won't tie Ben down with many instructions. You know, we'll just be riding the horse as he comes out and where he wants to relax. He's sort of given us information that he's a free-rolling sort of horse who likes to get into just his own rhythm and allow him to quicken under his own steam. So I suspect he'd be rolling across somewhere in the first four, I would think.
Okay, and then you got Steel Prince, who was a great run in the Bart Cummings. How's he come through that run?
Come through really well. He's in great form, of course. He obviously missed a good 9 months of work through injury, and he's come back brilliantly. You know where he'll be. He's very honest, and he's had a couple of really tough runs that have tightened him up nicely. He's probably at his ultimate fitness at this stage, and very happy to be on a firm surface, which is, you know, his best surface as well. So, look, I think he could be in a similar sort of position to Lodonda V, somewhere thereabouts on speed. I think he is best when you put him into the race, and he's tough enough to stay off challenges. So, look, I think if Steel Prince was in front turning, I think he's very hard to get past. He hates losing, so that'll be the plan with him.
It's an Open Cup today. What are the international whispers you're hearing when you've been down at Werribee about how Ashrun, Skywood and the like are going?
Yeah, well, look, I don't know. We've been in the same sort of quarantine area as San Huberto, who seemingly looks fantastic in there. He looks really well. I'm sure he'll be there to run a bold race, but ultimately, I think everyone's in the same boat. You know, you don't quite know until they go and do it on the track, and you know, all of us have only been working with them for a couple of weeks, so hence I think information you can get from their previous trainer, and it helps you get a real grip on the sort of work that they're required to have. And yeah, we're very fortunate that Dewey's been right on board with it, so it's hard to get a line on how everything else is going.
Are you got a leaning to one or the other?
Yeah, I don't know. I think Steel Prince is he's pretty bomb-proof. You know what he'll do And the other horse has been working, you know, very well, but I don't know how his gallops can translate to his races. If he translated as he's been working, I expect him to be right there as well. So I trust Steel Prince because I know that if he's there in the front at any stage, you know, he won't be shirking the task. So look, hopefully they can run one too.
You got Starcaster. He goes around in the Dual Choice. He's a horse that is used to racing over more ground, but he has performed well fresh. Can he pull out a run first up today?
Yeah, well, look, it's been a plan to kick him off over this sort of trip. He was warned by the stewards for his racing manners last preparation. He has been a real handful to get to relax. So I'll tell you what, if he's over racing over the 1,200 today, we might be in a little bit of trouble. So he'll be at the back, hopefully switching off. And his trial's been quite sharp, and he has won at Geelong, albeit over the 1,700. I'd expect him to be finishing hardest, and if he can run into a place, it would be very encouraging going forward.
Now, you've got Lyre, who goes around in the Manicato on Friday night. It's probably not the strongest Manicato we've seen, but, gee, she's a hard horse to catch lately. Will she have better luck on Friday night? And if she does, can she win?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's been the story of her last probably 12 months. She hasn't had any luck. And J-Mac goes on. She's drawn a nice gate. She'll need some breaks at the right time. But, you know, I think if you think, you know, Bella Bella's a strong chance, then you'd have to think Lyre's going to be right there as well. She was beaten by a nose by her in the Sangster, and she didn't really inform. Couldn't be happy with her. Never been to the Valley, so that's a slight query, but soft or heavy track would certainly bring her right into it as well.
And do we get to see Holmesman first up on Saturday in the Crystal Mile?
Yeah, he will. He'll run there. We've got some nice groundwork into him at home. He hasn't had a trial. He's just had some really good gallops on the course proper here at Mornington. He's there fit and well, and he loves the Valley, so we'll be rock and rolling, you know, somewhere near the lead, and doesn't look like it'll be a big field, so he's not getting any younger, but if he can recapture some of his best form, he should be very competitive.
You haven't got a runner in the Cox Plate, but it's an intriguing race. Who do you like?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it'd be bad to go past a horse like Armory, who's obviously beating the Arquin. You don't get much better form than that. But Arcadia Queen obviously was brilliant last time, and I just watched her gallop this morning from yesterday. You probably wouldn't see a horse work much better than that.
Sammy, good luck today, mate.
Cheers. Thanks, Michael.